Up next, here on K1, we'll have a community connection with our guests from OK in Music.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And it's time for a community connection again here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. It's 8:37. This community connection is brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And before we took that break, we did mention that we have guests from OKM Music. Joining me now is Mary Lynn Mim. She is the chairman of the board. Mary, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Garrett. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. And, of course, we have another guest. She may be here a little bit later, but we'll get to her when she gets here.
Sounds good.
I've written the story on this a couple times. I understand that you guys are having your 35th annual OKM Music Festival this year.
We are, and we still include our grandfather and very important patron, Mr. Mozart. He will be featured on Monday night, actually. So although we have changed our name to OKM Music, we know that classical music was the foundation of OKM Music, and we still strive very diligently to bring really amazing classical artists and concerts to the festival every year.
Cool. And I know you guys kind of, if I remember correctly, it was the end of March when you guys kind of launched your artists that will be playing this year at the 35th annual OKM Music Festival. Can you maybe list some of those artists that are going to be there this year?
Yeah, sure. We are going to start on June 8th, which is Saturday. We'll start back at the Bartlesville Community Center. We're so excited to be back there out in the parking lot. And this year, we're really... I think it's going to be an exceptional evening because we are featuring local homegrown artists who've sort of gone off and about and made a name for themselves. And so we're featuring Ann Rayburn, Arcadian Wild, Isaac McClung, and those acts will all be out in the parking lot free to the public. And so we, you know, invite everyone to come out, bring a lawn chair, enjoy some food trucks, enjoy some children's activities, and then listen to these fantastic artists perform. Then inside the community center, we'll move a little bit later, where Brent Giddens, who is our resident artist, will be opening up for Phil Vassar. And Phil Vassar will be the main concert that night. If many of you remember Phil Vassar, he has had many number one hits and is certainly a name to be reckoned with in the country world. And so we're very excited to have him. Sunday, June 9th, we'll be heading back out to Sooner Park for our Concert Under the Stars series. And there this year, we have something special in store. The Gothard Sisters are coming to us. They are an Irish Celtic sort of folk band. They will be teaching some dance moves prior to the concert starting. Then they'll be doing their concert, and then followed by the child guitar prodigy Ariel for that evening. So we think that's going to be a really nice evening. A lot of different kinds of styles of music that night. Again, something for everyone. We'll have food trucks. We'll have a little beer and wine garden. And then we'll also have children's activities. Then going to Monday, as I mentioned previously, we will have TSO, Tulsa Symphony Orchestra, featuring and dedicating an evening to Mozart. So that should be really pretty and very special to us since our namesake was
right.
OK Mozart. Then Tuesday night, we go on June 11th with Steep Canyon Rangers. Again, that will be at the Bartlesville Community Center. They are fantastic. Many folks may know them because Steve Martin, who plays banjo, the comedian Steve Martin, really started playing with Steep Canyon Rangers and sort of put them on the map. Steep Canyon Rangers in their own right are a fantastic bluegrass band to have won Grammys. So folks should definitely come out and listen to them. They are pretty fantastic. Wednesday, we have Jenny Lynn, who is an amazing, talented, beautiful pianist coming to play her Glass Reflection series. She will be at the high school, and so we're really excited to feature the Fine Arts Center at the Bartlesville High School. Thursday, June 13th, is Quartetto Gelato. Quartetto Gelato is a Canadian quartet with sort of an Italian flair. They are coming back to us. They were here in the late 90s, and so we're very excited to have them back. Some of you might remember they played the soundtrack for Only You, which was a movie back in the 90s with Robert Downey Jr. And then we end our main festival with our traditional OKM Wola Rock finale. So we're really excited about that. And this year we're doing something a little bit different. Instead of having one symphony, we have two bands. We have Mojo, which is the modern Oklahoma jazz orchestra coming to play. They love to play big band sounds, a lot of jazz. They're pretty fantastic. And then we have Dallas Brass coming. Dallas Brass has been to Bartlesville twice before, not for OKM music, but just on their own. And they were a huge success, hugely popular. And so we definitely invite people to come out. They're doing sort of a tribute to American music. So songs like Superman, Aaron Copland, I think it's going to be really fun to hear them. They're not only amazing musicians, but they're very theatrical, very entertaining. I think it's something for everyone. Again, we'll have children's activities, we'll have food trucks. People should just bring out their lawn chairs or their picnic blankets and grab a spot. The last thing that we have to sort of end the festival is something a little special to share. We have a 35th anniversary party that we're throwing at the Price Tower. It's a very limited number. We only have 100 tickets to sell, and those are starting to go fast. But for that, it's Latino Quartetto Americano coming. And so we're very excited about that. We're going to have a few cocktails, a little tapas, and some nice Latin American music.
That's really awesome. And I'm assuming just because the party is the 35th annual, just really wanted to celebrate with all the people and celebrate music too here in Bartlesville.
Oh, absolutely. We want to try to showcase as many genres as possible. We know that not everyone has one preference, but we also want to give back to the community. Many of these concerts are not only affordable, but we also have showcase events and children's events all throughout the festival that are free. So we definitely want to be able to give back to the community. We have patrons who have been with us and certainly have been huge supporters, not only financially, but by volunteering, by being on the board for 35 years. So this is a way for Bartlesville to really be proud and really celebrate. When you're in the business of hosting, running, throwing a festival, you realize it's a lot of work, and it's amazing that a town as of the size of Bartlesville could have such an amazing event for 35 years. It's not often that you see a smaller community be able to sustain something this big. The budget for OKM Music can range anywhere, depending on the artist, from $350,000 to over $500,000. So that's a lot of money. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of energy that is spent in putting this on. And we certainly couldn't do it without the community support, the corporate support, small businesses, private donors, and you know, even high school kids who get involved in intern, college kids who get involved in intern. We couldn't put on this festival without everyone. So we hope that we're giving back as well as embracing the community.
And you were kind of mentioning, too, you said volunteers there. You guys have volunteer opportunities throughout this festival, correct?
Absolutely. We started, probably back in January, starting to put our volunteers together with helping us put out the mailers, the flyers, the posters, everything that gets done with the children's programming, with the showcase programming, with our store. We will have a little store this year back in the community center that we're really excited about. We're partnering with the Bartlesville Arts Association. They will have a lot of art displayed during the festival that patrons can come, guests can come and purchase. Price Tower is also putting on a little tapas and cocktails prior to each concert. And then we also will have some just sort of special pop-up concerts that just artists will come in. There'll be a surprise. We're not naming them. We just kind of want it to be fun for people to come out and see who's playing. But sort of in a Basque style, we'll have different pop-up artists playing sort of while you're having tapas and cocktails prior to going into the main concerts. So something new, something kind of fun this year.
Okay. And do you know how many volunteer positions you still have available at this time?
Basically, you know, we try not to ever turn anyone away because there's always a need for something. So like, for instance, when we're out at Willow Rock, when we're out at Sooner, we have golf carts. And so we're always looking for golf cart drivers to sort of help pick up people and help haul their, you know, picnic chest and maybe the kids to their seats. So maybe it's not such a long walk. We have the need to have greeters. We have the need to have for setup and tear down. And so I would say if you're interested in volunteering or if you're interested in helping out with children's programming or showcase, please give the office a call. You can certainly find us at okmmusic.org or you can call us at 918-336-9900 and let us know that you want to volunteer. We started sort of asking for help back in January and it's amazing. I would say we've probably had 30, 40 plus individuals who may or may not have volunteered for the festival before who have already reached out to us. And as school winds down, we're starting to get even more. So I would say we probably still have a need of 20 or so volunteers, but Bartlesville is a very wonderful community. They're very gracious. They always step up. And so we know that people will come forward. But please, if you want to join the festival, it's a pretty neat opportunity to get to meet people, see different artists, maybe get your picture with an artist. And so we welcome volunteers.
Sounds like a really good time. And of course, we still have some time in our show here, but I think we'll take a quick break and we'll talk more about the 35th annual OKM Music Festival.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And we're back on a Community Connection on this Wednesday morning. It's 8:48. Joining me in the studio is the chairman of the board, Mary Lynn Mim, and we've been talking about the 35th annual OKM Music Festival, a really great event happening in the community. It's been going on for a really long time, obviously for the 35 years, and there's a lot of celebration that's going to be happening. And you guys want to talk about a little bit of the children's programming that you guys have going on?
Yeah, the children's programming is always extremely popular during the festival, and it's our way to meet our mission through music education and outreach to our younger citizens of Bartlesville. And so this year, we will actually have children's events, like I mentioned, both at our kickoff on June 8th, as well as Sooner Park on June 9th. The traditional sort of showcase events for children start on Monday, June 10th, and that's going to be story time, music and art with Tamika Straw. That will be at the public library. We have Le Theatre des Marionnettes doing Silly Strings coming that afternoon from Dallas. And I just want to say, I can't say enough amazing things about them. These are handmade marionette puppets that are all hand carved from wood, and they put on a fantastic show. They were here for us in the fall and really were very, very popular with the kids. And so we're really excited to have them back. Silly Strings is a really fun show that maybe has a little bit of Elvis, maybe some different artists, maybe a Marilyn Monroe, some different artists that the kids I think will recognize that are just fun in puppet style. Again, those are on Monday. Tuesday, we go on June 11th with Story Time again, Music and Art with Tamika Straw back at the Public Library. Jeff Cawthon will then be doing magic acts and his ventriloquist act. That will also be at the Public Library. Then we head to our very beloved and always sold out with a waiting list, Prince and Princess T, with harpist Kathy Stewart. And this year that will be at Father Lynch Hall. We moved it to Father Lynch Hall just to allow a larger attendance because we always do sell out. And so we wanted to be able to open some more spots. We've also expanded it to princes, not just princesses. So we hope to see lots of prince and princesses at the T. Wednesday, June 12th is the Violin Adventure with Sherry Neubauer. That will be at our own Ambler Hall, and we're excited about that. Each child will have their hands on their own violin, and we'll get to learn what the sounds of a violin are. They'll get to learn a little bit about the violin. Then we go into, later that afternoon, story time and pianist Jenny Lynn, who is one of our featured artists, will also be playing her well-renowned melodies, mostly musical day. At the high school, so that's going to be really fun and beautiful. On Thursday, June 13th, we have Stone Lion Puppet Theater coming from Kansas City doing the Little Red Hen Garden. They are also a fantastic puppet company that isn't just limited to marionette puppets, but they use all different kinds of puppets. And so they were also here with us at Chris Kendall Market in December and were a huge hit. They'll be doing two shows, The Little Red Hen and then The Toy Box. And then those are also going to be at Father Lynch Hall. And then we conclude the traditional showcase children's programming on Friday, June 14th with Dance and Music by Adam Miller. Adam is a local youth minister who sort of takes the kids through the span of music and dancing, and it's a sight to see. So you might be doing a minuet followed by some crazy dancing from the 80s or something. So it's hip hop. Adam is a lot of fun, and the kids really love him. And then, of course, at Willow Rock that night, we will also have, again, children's tents and activities. A lot of lawn games, a lot of musical instruments the kids can come out and play, bubbles, face painting, food, you name it, we have it. So we hope to see all the kids out there. Rose Hammerschmidt, who is the director of our children's programming, is very, very busy right now. She's passing out posters to all the schools, inviting all of our residents to come. She will also be passing out the passports, which are our little children's books that kids can come get a stamp when they attend each event, and then later be entered in for drawings for prizes later on in the week. It also has fun activities in it, and so those will also be going out in the community, probably at the library, the community center, and some of the local summer programs, and we'll pass those out probably the week before the festival starts.
Okay, and you've mentioned a lot of children's programming just now. You mentioned a lot of things for adults to do during the festival. My question for you, since we only have a couple minutes here now, is what's the pricing on everything? How much are tickets to go and whatnot?
Yeah, so tickets are varied. It's really probably better to go on to okmmusic.org, and then you'll see our festival links. You'll see the showcase links, the children's links. Most of the showcase events for the adults and for the children are free. The Princess Tea does have a small $10 per person fee, and I know that Grace also has a tea that is being put on, and that also has a small fee of $30 to be able to enjoy some wonderful music and lovely tea. So most of the other events during the week or during the day are absolutely free, and so very affordable. As far as the individual concert ticket prices, we have VIP packages, we have general admission packages, we sell tickets individually, and ticket prices range anywhere from about $10 all the way up to probably the most expensive for a VIP if you want to meet an artist and get your picture with them and attend a little pre-concert party, is about $75. So tickets are really affordable. From someone who attends tickets and concert, or buys tickets and attends concerts all over, I will say that our tickets are spot on and very, very reasonable, cheaper than most of the things that I go to outside of Bartlesville. So we've tried to make something affordable for everyone. And so definitely we encourage people to go on to okmmusic.org and look at those tickets. They can also go to the community center. If they go on to the Bartlesville Community Center website also, they can purchase their tickets, or they can call our box office, 918-336-9900. And we're happy to help sell tickets all day long.
Mary, thank you for joining us. That was a Community Connection.
News, I'm Sean Carey. Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe was...